We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
For WPGU News, I'm Amelia Benson.
I'm Sophie Van Saggy.
I am Joshua Applebaum.
And I'm Kyler Bowie.
It's Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. The university is celebrating Constitution Day tomorrow with an exhibition in the main library gallery, where it will be covering the founding document's key rights and its relevance to the campus community. It is available from now until the end of the month. Additionally, the College of Law is holding a lecture about the constitutional rights of parents and children featuring three university faculty. The lecture will be at noon in the Max L. Rowe Auditorium in the Law Building.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. Traffic! Peabody Drive from Dorner Drive to the south entrance of the National Soybean Research Lab will be closed today from 6 a.m. to noon for a tree removal, as announced by the university's facilities and services yesterday. The street closure also includes a partial sidewalk closure along Peabody Drive and the south entrance of the soybean lab. For more information on university road closures, visit fs.illinois.edu/new/category/closures.
In case you missed it this weekend, Champaign's annual El Grito celebration took place Sunday, September 14th. The El Grito event celebrates Mexican Independence Day, which was yesterday, September 15th. This is the fourth year Champaign hosted this event, with nearly 2,000 attendees each year enjoying the food, vendors, and lively music. However, this year attendance was lower due to the consistent uncertainties of the Hispanic community's safety. On the other hand, excitement about Mexico's new leader was prevalent in the celebration, with members praising the first female Jewish president of Mexico. The annual El Grito celebration unites the local Hispanic community, allowing for a space of honor and patriotism.
Shining a new light on an old tradition, tonight is the 18th annual Light the Night event hosted by the Bike Month planning team. This event is a bike light giveaway and takes place from 4 to 7 p.m. at four different locations: the Alma Mater Plaza, the Helene Gateway at the intersection of Illinois and Lincoln, the Eikenberry Commons Quad in the intersection of Green and Lincoln. In past years, over 800 to 1,000 bike light sets have been installed every year. Lights will be given out while supplies last. People attending are required to bring their bicycles for the free installation. No registration is required to attend.
Last but not least, Illini fan Robert Rosenhall held a fundraiser on Saturday during a tailgate at Memorial Stadium to raise money for local firefighters. This occurred after an attack that injured two Champaign firefighters and a first responder last week. Rosenhall partnered with the Champaign Firefighter Benevolent Fund to organize the fundraiser. Together, they raised enough money to pay for game tickets for 50 firefighters and their families. Donations can be made directly to the Champaign Firefighter Benevolent Fund website at champagneheroes.org. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast is brought to you by Mac Jones, Abby Tim, Faith Routley, Macy Long, and Zaina Qureshi. For WPGU News, this has been Amelia Benson,
Sophie Van Saggy,
Joshua Applebaum,
and Kyler Bowie.